Unit 7. A dinner party at the Bartons.
Hello, Helen. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. You haven't forgotten the dinner party on Friday, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. Poor Helen. I think you'll have a lot to do, won't you?
Oh, yes. And I'm afraid I'll forget something.
Why don't we go through it all together?
Fine. Let me fetch a piece of paper and a pencil. Well, first I'll have to go to the butcher's. But I can't decide whether to have pork chops or roast beef.
I think a roast would be fine, if it's properly seasoned.
I usually add some salt and pepper, a bit of mustard and a touch of garlic.
That sounds really good.
Well, at the grocer's, I'll get some tomatoes, carrots, lettuce, and some asparagus. And I think we'll have some fruit as dessert.
What kind of fruit?
I'll prepare a fruit salad with apples, bananas, oranges, pears, and cherries, and top it off with whipped cream.
That'll be very delicious.
I'll also have to go to the baker's. We'll need some bread rolls for dinner, and perhaps I'll buy some cake or biscuits for the coffee after dinner.
Wonderful!
Can you think of anything I've forgotten?
Yes. What about cheese?
Oh, of course. You are such a great help, Anne.
I think the dinner party will be a great success.
Let's hope for the best. Till Friday. Hello, Anne. I'm glad to see you.
Hello, Helen.
Just leave your coat in the room opposite, please. May I introduce you to Mr. Smith?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Come along into the dining room. I think we can serve dinner now.
Where are Bob and Joan?
They can't come because their babysitter is ill. Would you like to try the asparagus?
Thank you, Helen. I've already had some. It's heavenly, and the roast beef tastes marvellous.
Oh, Anne, you're exaggerating.
Not at all. I mean it.
Thank you. You're very kind.
A dinner party at the Bartons.
Hello, Helen. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. You haven't forgotten the dinner party on Friday, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. Poor Helen. I think you'll have a lot to do, won't you?
Oh, yes. And I'm afraid I'll forget something.
Why don't we go through it all together?
Fine. Let me fetch a piece of paper and a pencil. Well, first I'll have to go to the butcher's, but I can't decide whether to have pork chops or roast beef.
I think a roast would be fine, if it's properly seasoned.
I usually add some salt and pepper, a bit of mustard and a touch of garlic.
That sounds really good.
Well, at the grocer's, I'll get some tomatoes, carrots, lettuce and some asparagus. And I think we'll have some fruit as dessert.
What kind of fruit?
I'll prepare a fruit salad with apples, bananas, oranges, pears and cherries. And top it off with whipped cream.
That'll be very delicious.
I'll also have to go to the baker's. We'll need some bread rolls for dinner, and perhaps I'll buy some cake or biscuits for the coffee after dinner.
Wonderful!
Can you think of anything I've forgotten?
Yes. What about cheese?
Oh, of course. You are such a great help, Anne.
I think the dinner party will be a great success.
Let's hope for the best. Till Friday. Hello, Anne. I'm glad to see you.
Hello, Helen.
Just leave your coat in the room opposite, please. May I introduce you to Mr. Smith?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Come along into the dining room. I think we can serve dinner now.
Where are Bob and Joan?
They can't come because their babysitter is ill. Would you like to try the asparagus?
Thank you, Helen. I've already had some. It's heavenly. and the roast beef tastes marvellous.
Oh, Anne, you're exaggerating.
Not at all. I mean it.
Thank you. You're very kind.